Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another great hot episode of Scrolling with your girls, Jen and V. I'm your girl, Jen, and this beauty to my left is
V Greasy. What's going on, Scrollers?
You better say it. Y'all, look, we have another great hot episode. And guess what? It's Valentine's.
Yeah.
We gave you Galentine's. Now we got the fellas in the building. We got some guests here with us.
Yes.
But first,
come on.
Let's introduce them before we get into it.
Let's do it. Let's
okay?
go. Let's
go. I got my boy Sherman DeSalle in the building, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's we got the men gonna get their intake tonight,
yeah.
All right?
Do some man explaining.
Who you got over to your
left? I got my boy Anthony Answorth.
Hey. We like come again, she like that.
Bumba clock.
Yeah.
That's what we doing. We have a Valentine's special for y'all, and we about to get it started.
Yes.
But first,
yeah,
y'all know what we got to do. We got to toast.
We got to toast.
Y'all put your glasses up,
V. We're going
to a great show, Sherman. To a great show.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do this,
Anthony. Yes. To another great show.
Sherman, cheers. Clank, clank, clank.
We going to jail or we cheersing?
We cheersing, baby.
Okay, so let's get into it. You ready, V?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Get ready to roll and scroll and get these reels on, okay?
Yes.
What we have for our first segment, V?
What we got, y'all?
Relationship status.
What are those relationships looking like? Are y'all in a situationship? Mm-hmm. Are you married? Are you divorced?
Are you in a triangular-ship relationship?
Triangular-ship.
Okay.
We doing three things, or we doing only two. We got a baby mama. We got a side chick.
Like, what's happening?
What's up? What's
just be open at that point.
Just be open.
Yeah. Exactly. That makes the most sense.
Okay. Right?
Yeah, the steakhouse get a little expensive. It's Valentine's Day. You trying to figure that out.
Okay. You're like, who paying?
Yeah, he can't give a McNone for everybody.
That part, okay. All right. And I'm going to kick us off a relationship strategy for the first video.
Yes.
Whatever you do, ladies, don't do this on Valentine's Day. Don't. I just use it at Michi.ro. Girl, what you trying to tell us? Don't do what, child?
Oh, my
God.
I'm going to give you the money,
bro. You ready?
His face says it all. He pissed.
Oh, my God. Yes or no, bro?
We'll marry me.
Almost into it.
And he don't look happy. Oh my God.
Why don't read?
Right, I know. Will marry me. That's what it said. Right. Will marry.
So
I didn't see the
So the first step we're gonna take is literacy.
Yes, right. That's the first step. Yeah. But
maybe his name is Will though. So it's like Will. Marry me.
Ooh,
okay.
I like that.
I like that.
You put a twist
like
on
it. Like
now I can respect it a little bit.
Right. Because no. Mm-mm. I'm not. Gene, are you proposing to a man? Mm.
No.
If you're in love with him, that's your boo, that's your bae. And you know, he's everything.
I'm old school. I'm like my parents.
I'm very old school.
I grew up in a home where my daddy looked at my mom and was like, I want her.
Yeah, keep it traditional.
Let's just keep it a bean.
You
right?
said mm-hmm. keep it a bean. What you got?
He hasn't proposed to her yet.
For a reason, Sherman.
Talk about it.
Okay.
So chances are he wasn't ready to propose.
Exactly.
So why would you do
Look, at this point, my knees hurt.
Okay. You know I don't like it. We said my knees hurt at this point. Like, I'm tired.
Wow.
Anthony, what's your take on?
That's corny to me. That's corny, right? It reminds me of that one episode, though. I think it was Love & Hip Hop or something when Chrissy got on the knee and proposed to Jim Jones.
I remember that.
And Jim was just like.
That was before the first times I saw that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That was crazy.
That's tacky, man. Like, even as a man, like, you should feel kind of like.
Absolutely.
That's why he was looking like in the ranks and you
proposing.
Are the guy that if you want me, you propose to me.
100%.
And there was hookah on the table.
They was turned up. I like a good hookah.
Yeah.
The DJ even hit it with their. Not really.
That's the sound you gotta watch out for.
Okay. Ooh, what you got, JB?
Y'all, we gonna keep it on with the relationship status,
baby. Baby's throwing up hot already.
When she wants a Valentine's brunch, but you don't want to deal with a 2-hour wait.
That sucks.
We've dealt with that on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
We know how crowded it gets.
Right?
All right, IG user Pove_husband posted this. Let's see what's going on with it.
I follow him, I think.
I've seen this guy. He's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Okay, he said, look, I'm going to do this at the house. We got brunch at the
at
house.
Home.
Yes.
Yo, he done took that to the next level.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Yep. What is wrong with
me?
You know what I'm saying?
I know, right? I'm getting a little hungry. Nice and golden brown. Ooh, powdered sugar. We got some bananas. We got blueberries. Ooh, girl, you lucky.
She low-key get that every day, though.
Right,
if he doing all this now, this is regular for him.
Who got a grill like that? In the house.
Okay.
They got kids?
Right.
This how you.
The
you know what I'm saying?
You got the
truth.
Yeah.
You tried Italian aunt.
Wow.
And you put a little ketchup.
He put ketchup on. Oh, that's so cute.
They got kids.
Oh, they got kids.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. They probably
gonna have
more.
Yeah,
you see, that's what I was getting at, Sherman. I didn't want to bring it to the forefront, but
hold on, I'll be like, wait till that grill cool off.
Right, okay.
Wait till that grill cool off. And y'all, we just talked about proposing, right?
Yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah.
Proposing,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I might have changed my
you
mind.
Let's do this.
And that'll do it for you every time. When you married, like, you know, acts of service, cooking a meal, folding some clothes. That'll get you where you're trying to go. Every day of the week.
You speaking the truth, Robin.
I fixed it while you was gone.
Come on.
That's it. She didn't even have to ask you. That's everything.
She didn't even know I was
gonna
do.
Hey, come on, teach him something, sir. Teach him something.
This toilet not seat not moving no more like it was before.
Like I
fixed it.
That's right.
Yes. Okay, give me some on that.
Yes, and I'm about to fix you.
That part, V. You better say it.
Okay.
All right, relationship video, y'all.
Mm-hmm. When your man isn't quite the chef the last guy was, oh boy, IG user at 510 yen. Let's see your cooking skills, I guess.
He's making you breakfast, so you just shut the F up and watch your pants. Don't mess with my. Oh my God. She has to handle this gently. Yes,
she does.
Come on.
Because he took out his time to fix the
Come on.
Right. That's true.
He took his time.
Delicacy is key.
She needs to compliment him first.
Right.
And then make the constructive criticism.
Yes, true. Okay.
That's true. She wear that. Boy, there's going to be a lot of lines.
Yeah.
At the bottom of that skin.
Look,
yes,
I'm laughing because I done been him before.
Yeah,
I done been there.
I mean, how did your wife handle it?
You know, it was a learning experience for us. She didn't come out the gate with the appreciation.
Yeah, right.
But it was more like, you don't hear that?
Yeah.
You don't hear that? That's not supposed to go in the pit. And then she just grabbed a spoon out the drawer. Mm-hmm. And was like, use this instead.
Yeah.
And then she took me somewhere to go buy her some
like
new pots. Yeah. Oh. Like in the bottom, you had to come with that new pot money.
I was in there.
The most expensive scrambled eggs you ever made.
I'm running it.
Right.
Running it back.
Just letting it cook, baby.
All right, y'all. Let's keep it with the relationship status.
This is so good.
Love that. Remember to always read the card thoroughly. Thoroughly beforehand. Okay.
Read it, y'all. Read it.
TikTok user JPO_G. Let's see what you're talking about.
I know nothing could matter. God, I wish something mattered.
Oh, no.
Is that like a key? Is that the African
print? Right, I know. This
did
what
no
it looks
one
like.
Tell her
is
it had the kente cloth print on the thing?
Nah,
yeah.
Nah. That was for her side piece.
Oh,
she got the cards mixed up. You know what I'm saying?
Twist.
That was.
Y'all.
Time for a commercial break.
It's a loving black man.
Oh, no.
She went in there, picked up that card and said, I'm in a rush. I got to go. Let me pick up
she
a card real
quick. She should have read that card beforehand.
You got to read. read. The reading is fundamental, especially if, with some kind of card.
What if she can't read, though?
Nah, I can go with you on that.
Because
that's an African-American card. Exactly. All the way.
All right, never mind.
I would even look at it, Sherman, and say, this print is not right.
Never mind.
Like, not for us.
Right. That ain't for us.
Anthony.
That's, I know. That's what I agree with you.
All right, y'all. We got to take a quick commercial break. We are loving the guys here on this Valentine's special. We'll be right back. We got to pay some bills. Don't go nowhere. What we got up next, y'all? Boo or boo? Which
we'll be
one
right back. Hey, y'all, welcome back, scrollers, to Scrolling with Jen and B with our guest scrollers.
Yeah, I got Mr. Sherman Dosa. Y'all know in the building. Come on now. Come on now. Sherman in the building,
can
baby.
Can you just introduce all my stories? Like, just like that?
Everything, of course. Every I can time. Do a voiceover for you. Oh. You can just play it if I can't be there.
I like it.
Okay.
All right. And I got Anthony Antoine over here, y'all. Anthony.
We love y'all, fellas.
Love y'all.
So we love y'all. Okay. So
glad y'all here with
so
us.
So much. All right. Let's get into our second part of tonight. Y'all ready?
Let's get it. Mm-hmm.
Fellas, y'all ready?
Let's do it.
So what we got from y'all? Boo or boo? We gonna get into it. Jean, okay. You gonna kick us off?
I'm gonna kick us off with this. This is one of our favorite segments.
I know. I'm loving it so much.
I love to judge.
Me too.
Okay, y'all. Are you prejudiced against bronsexuals?
Bron what?
What the
Right. What?
We about to find out.
Exactly.
Okay, TikTok user, funny little French boy, posted this. Let's see what he's talking about.
My name is Tyrell Tarkans Carter, and I'm a proud bronsexual.
Let's see. Sherman. Oh,
see.
So, yeah, sure. I had this on layaway for a minute.
See?
I'm going to miss the Baldy, but I got to get right like LeBron.
Okay. Look at this. Oh, my God.
They don't want that medicine being shown. All you got to do is find a way to occupy yourself for 14 to 16 hours. You're getting paid, right?
Yeah.
Be a man. Figure it out.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, they tripping over there.
Look at them. Stars.
I'm ready.
Okay. High Miss Express. Nah, man.
That ain't Tuesday.
Hey. Yeah, the date
Tyrell
went great.
Went on a date.
We went to a really cute taco place. He kept bringing up LeBron, but I like to learn. He also said he had a king size at home.
Oh,
that was a lie.
Oh,
what I said was, I got a king at home. We look just alike now.
Oh my god!
And everything.
Man, that Beijing.
I think he's the second greatest player of all time.
Who's the first?
Scottie Pippen.
Oh,
is an awesome bunny rain from Akron above. He does. He passed. He shoved. LeBron is an awesome run.
Oh my gosh!
That's a banger, though, low key.
Right, I know, right?
And he's serious.
Call me LeBron.
He got a king at home.
Yikes. All right, LeBron.
Sherman, we gonna start off with you.
Start with me because
how you feeling about this bisexual?
Okay, first off. Clearly, I've been where he's been, and he needs to go ahead and come over here because
like,
that right
go.
There,
let
that's a waste of resources. That's a waste of resources. I'm gonna say boo, the bad boo.
He's like the bad boo.
Yeah, for sure.
Boo, tomatoes. We don't like it.
Yeah, no.
All right, Anthony, what you say?
Now, this
you?
Is whether or not a lady would date this guy, a guy like
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, hear me out.
Or hook, you know.
Anthony gonna get you know, hey,
one
out.
Of your family members
they
up
say,
with him.
What? That's a good man, Savannah. And LeBron James done been with Savannah since high school.
Oh, I like how you did.
And he's loyal.
I like how
hear
you
me
did
out.
That.
This man been with her. They created a beautiful family. You see the kids. They got three beautiful kids together.
Okay.
Been down. Stayed
I like
down.
This
right since high school, so they came up together and he ain't switch up because you know what they say when they get a little bit of money.
Okay,
they,
I'm
they start
hearing.
Acting fun. They start acting fun. Got you.
So you see what I'm talking
up.
About?
Right so, here.
Okay,
so what happens?
I like your
so what happens to the dynamic when LeBron leaves the game?
Oh, I like this debate. Let me see.
See, he gonna LeBron still gonna be LeBron.
All right,
see, I'm here for it.
All right,
I might be a bronsexual myself.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
That's all good.
You ain't got no Beijing like he did.
I mean, I got a little something in the front. I got a little bit in the front.
Just
but
to accentuate the lineup.
The hairline still strong.
Tell him you the king at home.
Hey, at home. That was my address. See how I move?
Peter King at home.
At home.
Yeah, he the king at home.
I'm like,
big dog.
And look, he ain't on no laptop.
Listen, big
don't
dog.
Let the news anchor fool you.
Oh,
V, what you say?
All right, I say, boo, tomatoes. Like, listen, I don't want you obsessed with another man. It's one thing to admire somebody, you know what I'm saying? But to be obsessed with him is I got a king at home and your king is LeBron. Boo, boo. No, I don't like it. Mm. I don't like it. I don't like your hair. Let it go.
Let it go.
Like well, Sherman say, let it go.
Yeah, just go ahead. Come on over here, man. You save a lot of money, too.
I say boo, but boo. Okay, and the reason I say that, because of the hairline.
Oh.
Like, let it go.
Yeah.
Embrace your baldness. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
And the fact that I want you, like you said, attract being all up on another man's dick.
Yeah, like,
that, to
I don't
me,
like
that's,
that.
That's a little.
That's too much.
Yeah.
A little too much.
But I will agree with, Anthony, when he had the whole,
Savannah speech.
He had a whole lockdown.
He did.
He explained
it.
So I could
kind
of switch your route.
Got you.
Okay, that's
all
me.
Right, mm-hmm.
All right,
it's my turn. Oh,
yeah, it's your turn.
Woo. When she dresses like a hobo, but has a sleeper build. What the hell? IG user at the It's Dallas Doe. Okay, It's Dallas Doe. What you got? Let me see what you working with.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me put some now. Let's just end it real quick. Okay, I want to hop on here and say 90% of the time, I'm either wearing this or my robe. And that's okay because I know what the I carry behind this long ass, janky ass crew neck for no reason.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Oh, wait till you see the back. We're just getting started.
I'm scared.
I know it may not seem like a lot to you.
Okay, you know it's back.
Yeah, she already knows. She's cutting up.
It looks like I got a long ass back for years. I ain't got nothing back there. I got no boot.
Yep. She told it.
Oh. Yeah. Listen. She caked up.
Linda, like I said.
Listen. Okay.
She's
caked up.
Go play with your f***ing mom, not me. Looking like a hobo. Because I know I carry underneath set of clothes.
She said,
yeah,
but guess what? When I step out and get dressed, and I bet you she ain't bad when she take the glass up and
make
them
home. Okay. And as I always say, it's unfortunate.
She probably some gripping
guys
them too.
Some guys always want you to be like dolled up all the time. I'm like, I can't be this 24/7. I gotta have my hobo moment.
You said
moment.
Some guys.
Mm-hmm. I was careful with my words.
Yeah,
Sherman.
Some guys.
They want you to be all, dolled up. I'm like, nah, I'm be hoboing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times.
Moo-moo.
Yeah.
Play with your mama while I'm in my moo-moo.
Okay. That part, like, no, you know. You
I don't know. I'm just here at the point of my life where.
Yeah.
So what you
ahead.
Say, Sherman? What's your vote?
Wear your sweatshirt at the house.
You don't mind. Okay,
you booed up.
You booed up. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Anthony, what
you taking
up?
Care of me?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's wear your sweats at the house.
Yeah.
She gonna go against the grain.
Girl, what's your number?
Yeah, what's your number?
I'm about to follow you right now. Maybe I'll get some good squat tips.
Girl,
baby. You snatcher than I am. So, hey, I'm all here for it.
For real.
Okay. Mm. All right, y'all, let's keep it on with the boo-boo.
Yeah.
Do you like someone that compliments you on your fitness journey?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
What about you, Anthony? You stay in the gym.
I love it.
You love it.
You do it for yourself, but when people see it,
Absolutely. I get that.
Sure.
I don't be in the gym like that, but we're going to see what I do. See me and Dan say it, okay?
Yeah.
Your body's been looking so good recently.
Really?
Hey, you're like my skinny king.
Hey, I'm what?
I'm so proud to call you my skinny king. The hard work's really been paying off.
I'm not skinny.
Even at the beach this weekend, I could tell you're so much smaller than other guys.
Not at backfire.
I'm strong.
No, you're so skinny. You look so good.
I'm not.
You've been eating healthy. You've been working out. It's really paying off.
I'm not.
Wow.
I'm not skinny, Phoebe. I'm really strong. I'm
strong. She's cracking up, right?
Just joking.
She's sipping on her drink.
I can barely see you.
You can see me perfectly
fine. When you stand to the side, I can barely see you.
Dude, you can't look. I stand out. I'm strong.
You're really pleading his case, though. You're pleading his case.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
He about to go upstairs and lift weights, y'all.
Two things. That man's probably been drinking creatine all day. And she called him skinny.
Yes.
Ooh.
Maybe this was a reverse Sherman, psychology
she
thing.
She say when you sit down from the side,
you just so you disappear. So you
messing with my self esteem.
Right.
You messing with my self esteem. Nah, I can't do it. Can't call.
I say boo with a heart. She just messing with him, y'all. She just having a little fun.
And then in her next post, she gonna be by herself. For engagement.
She's
right.
She's having a little fun, fellas. That's all.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna say I like it because I'm about to hop on their skinny.
I chose you for a reason,
skinny and all.
Okay.
So guess what? After I'm gonna come in and be like, babe, I'm sorry. Come on, get this.
I was just playing with you. You know, you love them, but see,
this is how y'all be doing.
You sit there and say whatever,
then you're like, oh, babe. Nah.
Sherman said she about to be trying to get engaged.
Nah. Don't do all that. Don't mess with me like that.
She gonna be looking for another man.
Okay.
For real.
Lord have mercy. All right,
and
y'all.
You know he gonna give it up. Like, yeah, she come over.
He gonna give it up. He gonna be okay.
I'll be fine.
He gonna be all right.
You'll be good. You'll be good. All right, y'all. The last one, y'all. This has been so fun. All right. Do you like strong women? Ooh. IG user at Dr. Makaya _P, right?
Yeah.
Do you like strong women? Like I'm strong, baby.
Like Vera in Living Color?
Oh, wow.
Nah.
Ooh.
Not feeling it.
Ooh.
All right, let's see.
Natural translation. Oh, girl. Dr. Makaya. Girl, get off this internet.
Oh, that's straight. That looks so nasty.
Dang. Anthony got his judgment up quick.
Real quick.
Ooh. Real quick. Yeah. All of us is like, no.
Nah.
That don't even look healthy. Girl, that's too much.
You can't
look
beat
healthy.
My ass.
No, like, you, right. No.
You cannot be the masculine one and with all the muscles when we go out.
No, That's a mental issue, boo. You got a mental issue to think that's like okay.
Are we going
to
see her at the OTAs
in
the fall?
For real, in competition? I don't like it.
I mean,
I don't like it.
That's a whole Ray Lewis right there.
Yeah.
You know what she I'm saying? She said year six.
Yeah, that's a hot mess express. All right, y'all. This has been a great segment. We got to wrap it up. Now we got to take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got more for you. Where y'all think y'all going? What we got for them, y'all?
Fitted.
Yeah. With those fits looking like. Y'all bring it on back to Scrolling with Jen and B. Yeah.
Y'all, welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V, and we have our special guests. We got the men in the building. You know,
the
they got to come on and
baby.
Talk, too. Yeah. We got Sherman and Anthony sitting in with us. And look, y'all, we're at the last part of our show, sad part.
I know. I hate this.
I do, too, because I hate for the fellas
fun.
To, you know, dip out on us. It's been good.
It's been a pleasure.
I'm glad y'all enjoying yourselves. That's what it's about.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
So, V.
Yes.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Sherman.
Yo.
What we got for the last segment?
Fit check! What are those fits looking like? Are they outdated? Are they fashionable? Mm-hmm. Are they cutesy? Are they hot or not? So we're going to find out from this video, y'all.
Mm-hmm. KV.
And I'm going to kick us off. Here
Please
we go.
Do.
What all guys should wear if you want this Valentine's to be oh so special?
Oh, Lord,
I should use it at Gym Pick
scared.
1. Let's see what
Look at
specialty
face.
You got going on. Right, I'm
Woody scared. Gets small with the cold.
Yeah.
Okay, I have something for you. Introducing the Woody Bun, the first and only pudding for your Woody. And the best part is that it fits all sizes and shapes.
What? Oh, a hoodie for your Woody. A hoodie for your Woody. A hoodie. A hoodie. A hoodie for your Woody. A hoodie for your Woody. Baby. All right, we're going to start with you, Anthony. Is that a fit check for you? Are you buying that
from Etsy? Would you wear that, Anthony?
No. A Woody hoodie?
Look, a Woody hoodie.
First of all, take care of the air conditioning in your house. It shouldn't be that cold where you need a Woody hoodie.
But sometimes the women like it cold in the house. You probably say, man, it's so cold up in here. I got to protect little man down here.
Nah, it ain't got to be that cold. I ain't got to be that cold.
I mean, but,
you know, if you snowed in.
I mean, if you snowed in.
And
Sherman.
Come on, let's talk about it.
You know, y'all got time.
Let's talk about it.
You just walk in the room and be like, man, it's cold.
Yeah.
It's
nothing
cold.
Else on but that
it's,
hoodie.
It's cold, man.
It's cold.
You know what,
like
Sherman?
That.
I'd be like,
is that a hoodie? You got a hoodie on?
You got a hoodie on that goodie.
Yeah, baby, I got it.
You got a hoodie?
I got it at Ross.
I'm talking about Boo-Foo.
Right, okay. No,
not Boo-Foo.
Yeah.
Boo-Foo?
Yo. Oh my God, that little hoodie.
It's just a thought. I mean,
if I feel like that's perfect for playtime.
Yeah.
I'm not saying,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying you got to wear it in your jeans.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
right.
A little,
you come out there like, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah.
Okay.
I'll be like,
Vio? Yes.
Don't they got draws for that, though? Like, don't they got draws
for
that?
They do, but it's just a playful. It's the playful look of it, Anthony. It's just the playful look of it.
You could just put it,
you know?
Yeah, I get it.
I'm getting you all colors.
See, I feel like
I forgot that gin comes with sound effects.
Y'all can wear a hoodie.
You know what my thing is? Is it one size fit all?
Oh, gin, that's a good question. Is it one size fit all?
Bruh,
oh, they got a drawstring on it,
or not one size fit all.
Ooh.
Pre-shrunk cotton.
So I'm just saying,
pre-shrunk,
you know,
cotton.
I think that's a. I think you should have got the.
You know what?
Don't do no one size fit all.
You
should have
got the schmedium.
Hey,
don't
look,
do that.
Okay, I ain't got nothing to do with nobody else's hoodie.
You better tell them that's your hoodie. I'm gonna do my hoodie. You gonna do your hoodie. I love it.
Y'all, we gotta end the show. We gotta wrap it up. We gotta go. We've been having so much fun. I wanna thank our special scrollers, Sherman, Anthony. Thank y'all so much
of
for joining us.
Of course, it was a pleasure.
Appreciate y'all for scrolling and watching these videos with us. We gotta do this again. Y'all,
we just tell me when.
You let me know when to pull up.
All right, yes. All right, y'all.
I love this.
We'll see y'all later. Jen and V out.